Welcome to the Barnes Flyover. This is your monthly update on all things 104th Fighter Wing, what's happening at Barnes Air National Guard Base, and how they're making an impact right here in the community of Westfield. Whether you're here to learn something new, check out what's happening, or just to hang out and listen, this podcast has got you covered. Let's take off into today's episode.
Hey, good morning, good afternoon. This is our first podcast ever, so I guess it doesn't matter if it's morning or afternoon because it's
first episode. Let's do it.
Whenever you listen to it. I am Melanie Casino, 104th Fighter Wing Public Affairs.
I am Jay Hewitt, also 104th Fighter Wing Public Affairs. We are super excited to be bringing you a new form of content and how to consume anything 104th Fighter Wing. So we are super excited to get started with our first ever episode, and we are ready to rock.
That's right. We had this idea that we wanted to find a way to communicate with the community and our base in another way. The community will be able to see this podcast on Channel 15 on the radio. And other versions of our podcast will be available as well. And then our local members on the base that are guardsmen who don't know always what's happening during the month, they'll be able to catch up maybe on their drive-in or on their lunch break or something and just kind of listen in and see what's happened and what's going to be happening with our base.
Yeah, so it's called Barnes Flyover. We look to have it on our YouTube page, on our... we're going to cut it up and put it on Facebook and Instagram to make sure you are following all of those to make sure you have all of the most up-to-date information. We are hoping to put this out once a month. We shall see how that goes, but hopefully everything goes well and we're able to see you and do this once a month. So we're looking forward to that.
Right. We'll have different hosts as well, whether it be from the base or the community. But the idea is it's just going to be casual conversations with me and Jay, and it'll be a lot of fun.
And going off that, if anyone has any questions at all for myself, Melanie, or the 104th Fighter Wing in general, be sure to hit us up. All of our information will be in the descriptions below.
All right. So we have a guest today. We've got to go over some previous stuff we've done throughout the month. Who's our guest we have coming up?
Very excited. Our guest today is none other than Master Sergeant Andrew Lawrence. He is going to be talking about the Wing's annual... third annual Norwegian Ruck March, which is very crazy. I can't wait to learn more. I covered it last year, and I'll just say it's intense. So we look forward to learning more about that.
All right. One thing we thought of before we get going, you guys don't know who we are, so we wanted to give a little fun fact questions. We've prepared some questions for each other that we don't know. So we're going to ask each other some questions and just have a little fun with this.
I have not heard these, by the way.
All right. I will go first, Jay.
Okay.
What business would you have if you had one?
I've had a few different thoughts here. I would like to open my own escape house. It's not an escape room, but it's an escape house. So you have to go through like the kitchen, the attic, the basement. Make it super scary like that, so escape house or a board game cafe.
Yeah, I was wondering if you're going to say that. I think that's awesome.
My two other Coast Guard friends and I we've actually ChatGPT'd a whole business outline for starting a board game store, and it's not as profitable as you might think, but it would be a fun time.
Cool. Well, here's my next one. What is your favorite pizza?
Favorite pizza. I've been into the hot honey trend recently. Pepperoni and hot honey. Have you tried that?
Pepperoni and hot honey, no. It
has to be pepperoni and hot honey. You got to balance out that sweet with that savory.
Okay, all right. No, I will have to try that. My daughter's a fan of it, so. All right, and last question. This might be tough. What would the title of your autobiography be and why?
Ooh. The man, the myth, the legend.
Oh, Jesus. And why?
And why? Because I'm an enigma.
Okay. All right.
Now that I blew through those softballs, let me get to the real questions here.
Oh, boy.
All right, Melanie. What would you say your best personal moment was while serving in the military?
My best personal moment? Oh, my goodness. Why do you have to hit me with the hard ones? I asked you what your favorite pizza was.
Mine was easy. Mine was... at the helm on a cutter for a 140-foot boat and through a hurricane. That was awesome. My favorite moment.
God. I don't know. My favorite pizza is chicken and broccoli.
All right, chicken and broccoli. All right, question two. Another softball, don't worry. What is your biggest fear?
All right, fun fact. It's going to sound stupid. I have a weird fear of worms.
Okay.
Like, I know they don't bite. I know they won't hurt you. And I'm a huge gardener.
They actually can bite.
Worms have teeth?
No, I'm just kidding. Okay. Make right, even
so,
more.
So some people already know this because they know me. But yeah, it's weird. I'm a huge gardener too, and I can't stand worms.
I did not know that. So look at that. Every day you learn something new. All right, last question. I know it's not going to be a worm. If you could be any animal, what would you be?
Oh, geez. So I've always thought I'd be a dog because they're just always fun and full of life and happy and they're lazy and they sleep. And
you know, I almost made that question excluding dogs.
Oh, what would it be? It would have been a bird if it wasn't a dog because I want to fly.
Who doesn't want to fly?
Yeah. So, all right, let's get into this. So we have some recent community engagement stuff that we've done over the last month. One of them was we had about 8 members of the Fighter Wing go to Kylie Academy in Springfield. They're basically showcasing their civilian careers at the 104th Fighter Wing. We also had our Polar Plunge. You'll get to see, you probably saw a little bit of it in the clip we just showed before. We did have our Deputy Commander Shaggy, Andrew St. Jean, he was there, as well as our PA, Elijah Harris. He may or may not have kind of forced his way into the water first, but that's for you guys to watch the video for. We also had an alumni dinner held at the Pioneer Valley Club. It was their largest alumni dinner to date. They had over 100 registered, and I would say there's probably about 130 that were there.
Wow.
And we also did our Holyoke Parade, St. Patrick's Day Parade in Holyoke. We had about 28 members marching in that, throwing, tossing, handing out candy. Again, all these things can be found on our AirScoop and the newsletter that's in our link here, and you can find it on the SharePoint. If you're on base, it's on our SharePoint as well.
Awesome. Thank you, Melanie. So those are the recent community events that we had just around Greater Westfield area. There is also a whole lot that went on base recently. The big and most important one was we just got back recently, a couple weeks ago, from our big TDY trip to Key West, Florida. That was a very big exercise. It was called Exercise Ready Eagle 25-01. We had about 300 people go. We had about, it was about a 2-week trip, and it was really exciting. I wish I could have gone. Last minute, couldn't go because of change of plans, but we had our great tech sergeant Lonnie Peltz go. She got a lot of great content. She wrote a really nice article about the familiarization and incentive flights that we did at Key West, and that article is up on our Facebook page if you are interested in a read. And it is really cool because, like I said earlier, who doesn't want to fly? And this is just kind of viewpoints of different people who aren't pilots that are throwing up in these jets, and our pilots have fun with them while they're up in the air. So
this was our last TDY with the F-15 as well, so it was kind of sad, and a lot of people they may or may not have been emotional about it, but yeah, that was our last TDY with the F-15.
Very sad.
What else we got going on?
Let's see. We recently had a change of command within our 131st Fighter Squadron, which was really exciting. We had Lieutenant Colonel Stephen call sign Steagle Mindek assumed the squadron commander of the 131st Fighter Squadron from Lieutenant Colonel Matthew call sign Beast Tannis. Finney flight I wasn't able to attend, but from all the pictures that I've seen on our social media platforms, looks awesome. Whenever there is a Finney flight, our pilots love to give us an unrestricted takeoff so we can get all those sweet, awesome pictures of the jets just going straight vertically into the air like a rocket ship. So it's really fun to watch.
It was a good day. I did see it. It was a really good day. We've, like I said, on our socials, our Facebook, Instagram, you'll be able to find more content of these events we've been talking about.
Yeah, and that's just the things that have already happened. There's also a whole lot that is going to happen. Again, both base and community, which we are excited to talk about. So, Melanie, what do we have? Do we have a fun fact?
Oh, we got a fun fact here.
So okay, fun fact.
History nerd. At this time, May 1974, I don't know if I'm going to show this or I don't even know. The 104th won a DoD award for community programs. So we go way back with our community engagement and the things that we've done. So back in 1974, we won the DoD award. They did things such as the Red Cross Blood Donor Program, the United Fund Campaign, aid to the Westfield WIPS Glass Recycling Plan. The 104th sponsored a Little League team. They were participating in Citizen Scholarship Fund. Also things as fire and floods and other emergencies, they were including aid to the community. So we go way back. We are definitely a supporter of our community for sure.
I am letting it known right now. I would like another Little League team to be named the 104th Fighter Wings or the Barnstormers. How do we get to do that?
A Little League team?
Yeah.
I think I know our football team is the Bombers.
Okay.
I don't know.
All right. Well, we'll get the paperwork started on that.
So we have a couple other things coming up in our community. We've got some flyovers.
Wait a minute. Your producer knows a guy who knows a guy, so I can get you in touch with the league president.
Look at that.
Stay tuned, guys. We're going to tell you all about it. So we've got some community events coming up, upcoming flyovers for April. The April 12th Salem Muster. April 19th is the Concord flyover. April 21st is the Boston Marathon flyover. We also have our tours starting back on base. A large tour coming up on April 10th. It's a full-day tour with the Yale and UConn ROTC students. So they'll be able to come out and see our airplanes up and close and visit with our officers and different agencies on base and get to know what we do on base. Also, something that's pretty exciting for me, since I'm a history buff, we are creating the history of the F-15 aircraft at the 104th Fighter Wing from 2007 until now. And it's going to be primarily a picture book, and it's going to showcase pictures from everyone in the community. So there was a call out for community photographers, really anybody. It could be the neighbor next door. Anybody who's taken photos of the F-15, as long as we could see the tail number, we are going to consider using those in our history book.
This was not a contest. This was just a... We were just looking for any and all photos of our birds in the air.
Correct.
So they can possibly go into this book. So it's really exciting. We love to get, we've gotten, what, thousands of photos already?
We've got over 1,000 photos to go through. So stay tuned on if your photo will be submitted or your photo will be accepted or not. We are going to use lots of them. And we will notify you if we are using them. But we're still taking submissions until May 1st.
Awesome.
Yeah, so what's going on in base this month?
All right, we got a lot going on base this month. So April, beginning of April, we have our annual Fast Track, which is done by medical, Fast Track, PHAST, which stands for Periodic Health Assessment. So basically what that is just a supercharged mission readiness, making sure that everyone has their vision done, their dental, their immunizations, all their gas mask fittings are correct. Making sure that everyone just goes through medical so we can maximize our time, our exercises, and our mission readiness. So that's going on in the beginning of April here. April 8th through April 12th, we have the Best Warrior Competition, and that is a really fun one. That's going to be at Camp Edwards, Mass. And we actually have, so that's actually going to be six events that happens at the Best Warrior Competition. We have a fitness test, a weapons qualification, a day-to-night land navigation, which I hear is one of the hardest ones, a medical aid test, and a written exam, and lastly, a 12-mile ruck march. And again, Master Sergeant Lawrence is here to tell us a little bit more about what a ruck march is later on. The winner of the overall NCO and overall soldier for the Best Warrior Competition go on to compete at the Region 1 Best Warrior Competition in May, with the hopes of competing in nationals later this year, with the addition of some cool fancy medals. Our very own public affairs specialist, Airman First Class Elijah Harris, was just really great to throw his name in the ring this morning. So
yeah.
he'll be doing the ruck march on April 5th, as well as the Best Warrior Competition coming up. So he's got a whole lot of rucking coming up. So let's wish him the best of luck, and we know you're going to
good luck on that, and
take home the gold for us.
Stay tuned next month. We will be telling you he was one of our winners and proud to be one of the 104th Fighter Wing member here. So we're excited. Be cheering him on, taking lots of photos.
Absolutely. And then after that, we have also on April 12th, we have our annual Easter egg hunt extravaganza,
right,
which I know, Melanie, you've are a big participant of and have gone in the past.
Yeah, I've actually been the bunny before, too.
Okay.
So it's a great event for our military kids and families. All ages can come, and it's rain or shine, but it's always a great event. You can take your picture with the bunny. You get all the eggs, candy, and all sorts of other things.
Is anyone going as the bunny this year yet?
It's a secret. I cannot say.
Can there be a second bunny?
Can there be a second bunny?
I'll just be the one like hiding in bushes.
I know that. I will tell you.
You only see the ears.
Our DPH, Michelle, is
okay.
Always the yellow peep bunny.
Oh, very nice.
And she's great. So we will have two bunnies. But
thoughts on peeps, by the way. Like them?
I love peeps.
You love peeps?
Marshmallow peeps. Love them. Love them all year round. Yeah.
Okay.
You?
I do not like deep snow.
No, didn't think so. All right. All right. So, well, I guess we're going to get into our interview next.
All right. So, Master Sergeant Andrew Lawrence, he'll first tell us a little bit about what exactly he does at the 104th Fighter Wing, and then we can get a little bit into what the Norwegian Ruck March is, the history behind it, how far you have to ruck, how much weight you have to carry on your back. I know it's a lot, and I would never in a million years be able to do it, so I'm just looking to see what we have going on here so I know what I won't have to do.
All right, so we're going to just take a quick break while we set him up and watch a video here.
Are back as we continue on into our very first episode here with our very first guest, Master Sergeant Andrew Lawrence. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
For being our guinea pig for the first episode. This is awesome. You're setting the platform for everyone else who comes on after you.
Hopefully I make a really good first impression.
If you don't,
and then everybody else after me will be bad and it'll be the best.
Exactly. All right. So first of all, can you tell us a little bit about what you do at the 104th Fighter Wing?
So currently I'm a security manager for the operations vault. So basically my job entails making sure all the security for where the pilots do their debrief and briefings all at the classified level are taken care of, as well as their personal security paperwork and everything that is managed for them is done by me, and along with Senior Master Sergeant Diane Dowd.
Okay, very cool. And what is the Norwegian Ruck March? How long have we been doing it? And what made you want to kind of get either volunteer or voluntold to coordinate this?
It was volunteer, actually. But the Ruck March goes back to 1915 Norway, where they needed to march in great distances to get places to then combat a enemy. So the essentially the Ruck Marches stem from that. And it was, how do we get people places when we don't have airlift vehicles? They're going to march. They're going to walk. That's how they used to do it. That's how they still do it. And people do that today. But it was a test of that endurance to get to the battlefield and then fight the fight.
Gotcha.
So it stemmed from that. Now, current day, it is more of a, all right, who can do this? Either the fastest, who has the most endurance.
Yep.
It's a foreign badge that the U.S. service member can wear on their uniform, their blues, or in the Army's case, their pinks, was that they called? They're like brown and pinks or green and pinks or something.
I don't know.
Whatever their dress uniform is. I'm not in the Army, I'm in the Air Force.
Right,
we call it the blues.
With the Air Force.
So it's a mark of you did something pretty incredible.
Yep.
It's not something you can just pick up off the side of the street and go do a quick ruck march and hope to do it without any like sort of training or physical activity beforehand.
Sure.
So it's definitely come a long way from 1915 to present day, but it's very,
wow.
I enjoy it. I've been around track and field and endurance sports since I was a child. So it goes right in my wheelhouse of why I was interested in it.
Yep.
How I got involved was a different sense altogether. I volunteered to do it. I was talking with Chief Warrant Officer Teft at the JFHQ about the German Armed Forces competition that the state also holds.
Right.
And I was doing that at the time, and he mentioned to me, oh, there's this really cool other event that's just a ruck march. It's not also the GAFB, which is the German one, which encompasses about 8 different events the GAFB does. So it's like a heptathlon for military.
Gotcha.
And then he's like, it's just one ruck, but it's 30 kilometers. Which is 18.6 miles for those playing home game of American.
I'm out.
But it's an endurance challenge. It's a mental challenge, too.
Absolutely.
So it's not just, oh, can you do it fast? Great, good job. But can you complete it?
Yeah.
Because there's people that have gone out the last 2 years we've done it, and they haven't been able to finish the whole thing.
So there are people who don't complete it.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
That's, you know, just starting it and getting through some of it, I'm sure, is is a challenge and good. I have a question, and I didn't know this went back to 1915. Are there any differences in the competition from then till now, or is it still the same?
It's more or less the same. Probably uniforms have changed along the way, obviously, since 1915, and boots are more improved and stuff like that. Probably makes it a little bit easier nowadays with modern technology. The event used to have to the individual carry their rifle along with their rucksack and their uniform of the day. Now the rifle part is excluded. It's just ruck. It's just the ruck and you and all your gear that you personally
carry. You carry your gear on your back.
Yep.
So they have their hands available.
And that's a lot of gear too, right? How much was like the actual weight?
So it's only in U.S. it's 25 pounds.
Only 25.
Yeah,
pounds.
Only 25 pounds.
Okay.
So like in comparison to like other rucks, like if you're looking at Ranger School, I think they do like a 90 pound ruck.
Oh my God.
And they have to do X amount of distance. I don't know what it is.
Okay.
But the German Armed Forces ruck is a shorter distance. It's only 12 kilometers, but it's 35 pounds.
Okay.
So the weight does play a part, obviously, because if you more weight you have, the more force is being pushed down on your body, more you have to travel and have endurance to manage. But 25 pound gets heavy pretty quick.
And I was told if you had like a camelback and you had like water in your backpack, that is not counted in the weight, right?
That is correct.
Wow.
Water is, it has to have 25 pounds, and then you have to put your water on top of that.
Okay, wow. So that's like an extra 5 pounds at least, I'm guessing.
And if you're sweating, it adds water to your backpack. And if it rains out that day, like it did the first year. So the first year we did this, we did it in March, the end of March, and it poured rain from when we started to when we ended, and then the sun came out. So the whole time you were getting soaking wet, it was freezing cold, blisters for days sort of thing.
Yep.
And I weighed my
wet
socks.
You
have to weigh your ruck prior to the start and then at the end to make sure you didn't lose any weight along the way. And mine weighed 10 pounds heavier the first time.
Jeez.
So all the water that I soaked up from the rainfall and then also from my own uniform, sweat coming out of me.
That's crazy. Thankfully,
question.
It didn't rain last year. I covered last
year. Oh, last year was beautiful.
Well, yeah, and we saw some pictures.
Yep.
We were just highlighting some of the photos. And there was a huge group. How many people were here last year?
Last year, we had 90 overall. We had 200 sign up because of like injuries along the way and everything like that before the event. We had 90 people start, and about 75% of those people passed and got a badge. And then the remaining obviously did not make the time or make the distance.
Okay.
And I think we had a Massachusetts record last year. Is that correct?
Yes. Sergeant Gorman from the Army side of the house set a personal best because it was his first time doing it, as well as the new course record of 3 hours and, I believe, 14 minutes.
14 minutes, yeah.
Yeah, that is insane.
It's about 10 minutes and 30 seconds a mile, roughly.
For 18 nonstop. Miles.
Quick, for 18 miles nonstop.
25
and
pounds on.
He did an amazing job, and not once when I saw him did he ever slow down except to maybe ask a question of like, hey, do I take a left here? And he just like slowed down a little bit, but he ran the entire thing.
Wow.
You know what's crazy is after he finished, because he finished first, I was covering the event, and I heard rumblings that someone was about to finish, and everyone was super confused because they were like, well, that's not possible. But I interview him afterwards, and he didn't sound exhausted or tired one bit.
No, he just kept walking around with his ruck on and talking to people.
He was just answering questions normally, like he just woke up and ran 18 miles with 1,000 pounds on his back. It was unbelievable.
He's a very impressive athlete, and I watched him, I think, the year prior do the GAFB as well, and again, he crushed it there as well.
Yep.
He's a very, very impressive individual, great soldier.
Is he coming back this year?
Yes, last I heard, he signed up.
Wow.
We're at 116 people signed up right now.
Wow.
And hopefully this year we'll have that many starting. We'll see what happens throughout the day.
Are you one of them, Jay?
I am not one of them.
It's never too late to sign up. You can still sign up day of, Jay.
Oh, wow.
So you can get in there and just come to the start line and start going if you
How
want.
How do I injure myself before?
No. You just got to fall after you cross the line. Make it look good, you know?
Exactly.
Got to build up like a soccer player.
And, soccer player, right? Yeah.
Yeah, and I know the person who finished second, I believe I have his name too. If I don't, I actually
Sergeant Kane.
Kane, yes. He finished in second. He's going to be doing it this year again as well.
Yep. And they both reached out to me. He's very excited.
I hear there's going to be some competition for that new record.
His email to me was pretty much, hey, I want to do it. What was the time last year?
Yeah.
And I want to crush that time.
Love it.
Good for him. Great.
And that's what this is about. It's awesome. All about getting one good, like, sportsmanship type of atmosphere where you're competitive with each other to push each other to a better point. But it's also to hone your skills of endurance, mental endurance, physical endurance. Because the first year we did it when it was raining, it was horrible. And, like, if you were doing it, so I did participate the first year, I earned my badge. And, then I realized that I can just manage it now for the rest of it because I did my part.
Keep doing it.
Get some off the table badges.
Yeah. But it was grueling. It was a tough push to do it, especially when you get out towards the back of the course where you're near the pike and you're by yourself and there's no one around, because this is not a group activity. It's an individual's activity, which is very kind of unlike the rest of the military. Everything's very group oriented. Hey, we're going to do this together. We're a team, everything like that. Mm-hmm. But sometimes it comes down to the individual. Mm-hmm. And that's what this kind of test does and shows, is how tough mentally are you, how tough endurance, like physical endurance and stuff like that. So it's a twofold thing, unlike a lot of things. It's like a lot of academics or just a lot of physical. This is both, because you get to the point, you can get psychological, you can psych yourself right out. And you're like, I don't need to keep going. I can stop.
Yep.
It happened to me at one point. I was just like, okay, it's only a couple more miles. I could do that. And I kept going. And I got to another spot. I'm like, that's only a couple more miles. I can keep going. And then eventually, during the first or the second loop, I had a blister about the size of Wisconsin on my foot. And my hamstring tightened up. And I was like, this is it. I'm like, I'm done. And then I realized where I was. And I was like, I'm about 100 meters or 300 meters from the finish line. I'm like, I got to finish. What am I doing? And I just kept going, and it hurt, but I finished and it was worth it.
I have so much respect to anyone who has ever done it or is signing up this year to do it. A1C Elijah Harris, I know you'll make us all proud. So
just doing everything. That guy's an animal.
He's a day before the other thing too.
Put him in for the GAFBI as well.
This is on base, right?
Yes, the whole thing is conducted on base inside the grounds of our airfield. So we do work and coordinate with the civilian side of the airfield so we can transition through that area unimpeded, essentially. The last 2 years, they've been kind enough and great to shut down runway 33. So on the back end of it, there's a section that technically you can't walk through unless you call the tower, unless the runway shut down. So the last 2 years, they've actually shut it down for us, which has been great because it made it 10 times easier.
So the community wouldn't be able to come out and cheer them on?
Not this year.
Okay.
So it is open to individuals that are associated with military members. So if you are a military member, but your wife or husband or child wants to participate, you can bring them because you can get on base with your military ID and they can participate. If it's your neighbor and wants to do it, you can bring them and be their escort and get them on base and they can participate.
Okay.
So I am trying to figure out the dynamics of how do I open this up to the entire community, because I'm sure there's lots of people that like to do road races. There's lots of people.
I'm pretty sure we'll be able to go live on our Facebook.
Yeah.
For this event, we're just going to have to go through the wickets and get it approved, but we could work on that. Worst case, we are covering it as an event.
Yeah.
We'll be talking about it next month on our podcast, but there'll be stuff on our Facebook, Instagram.
Because I would love to be able to incorporate the whole community, get it out there.
Yeah.
Even do it off base, because there's rails for trails that goes far.
Yep.
But then you start incorporating, like, hey, you got to shut down maybe streets. You got to get cops involved to do traffic control. The way we have it set up right now, because it is a military like event essentially at its roots, it's done on base at zero cost to anybody. And it's free for any military member or family member or friend that is to come out and do it.
That's great.
Very
so it's a little inclusive in that aspect, but at the same time, like, I'm trying to figure out a way to make it more open to everybody, so that people in the community could participate as well. But again, that starts to drive cost.
Yes,
cost
yes.
is hard.
Well,
and
we'll find a way.
We find a way. We're the 104th, and that's what we do. We do a good job at that.
Absolutely.
We always do a lot more with less sometimes, and we do a great job at it.
Yeah, this is great.
Any save rounds, Master Sergeant Lawrence?
So I do want to say one more thing. In the beginning, you're going to hear some voice that's not familiar. So I'm going to do a shout out to Johnny Guido from the Westfield Technical Academy.
Johnny!
Johnny is also a proud scout in town as well, junior here at the school. So shout out to Johnny for that great voiceover that he did for us.
If you close your eyes, you'd swear you're just like been driving for like 8 hours in the car with like the perfect radio station set, and you're just like you're just cruising to it. So he's got a very, very radio voice. So
yes,
we love it. So thank you, Johnny.
He has also done voiceovers for the Springfield Thunderbirds. So
yes,
yeah. So no, I think this is about it. We just want to make sure you guys like and subscribe. Again, we keep saying Facebook, Instagram. We have our website. We're looking for comments and feedbacks if you want to see a certain guest. If you have any comments or feedbacks on our lovely first podcast, let us know. We will do our best to improve. Yeah, so I think that's it.
Yeah. Again, make sure you're checking out all of our Facebook, Instagram, Divids, YouTube pages for this. All the descriptions, everything that we've talked about, including all the pictures and videos from all the events that we covered, will be in the description below. Thank you so much for being with us here today at the Barnes Flyover. We are super excited to have you. And hopefully we'll see you next month.
I hope so.
I feel like this went well enough to get a second.
I was like, bucket list. We did this. So
we did it. We made it.
All right. And thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me. This was great.
All righty.
All right. Thank you.